So we have our Google Doc structure. How do we actually decide on the structure? How do we fill it out? Well, the first thing we'll want to do is to think of two or three very broad, and I do mean broad, kind of main keywords for your niche, and then search them on all of these different platforms. And when I say broad, let's say that we're doing this with AI Whisperer. Broad keywords might be ChatGPT, AI, and maybe Midjourney, for example, or make money with AI. You know, those are very, very broad keywords, certainly in the case of ChatGPT and AI. And then we're going to go to Amazon. We're going to look at top-selling Kindle ebooks, especially those who are running ads. So when we search ChatGPT, who's buying traffic? Let's actually look at what they're doing. You can often look inside and see the table of contents they have. If you can't look inside and see the table of contents, then you can look at the reviews, or you can even buy the book if it's a very popular book. You can look on Udemy for the top-selling Udemy courses. What videos, what structure do the top courses have within your niche? You can look at ClickBank. You can also the ClickBank Marketplace. You'll need to create an account and log in to find the top products there. You'll need to look at software as well. Code Canyon is great for software, but there are probably other platforms in your niche, other people selling softwares you can look at. And then you can also look at YouTube. And the way to approach this is to look at YouTube and search how to, and then start to enter keywords that relate to your niche and see what are the most popular videos within YouTube, what are people looking to learn about. You can go and watch those videos and then create similar content yourself. And by the way, Agent X has a task built in that actually does all of this in one click, and will go and research all of the different digital products competitors within your space. But this is basically how you do it manually.